Well, we've probably gotten this information through our branch offices within the Republic. We have branches of the Law Society across the country, and also we've gotten this information from the local media, where when you look at some sports, especially what has now been referred to as hot sports, when you look at some sports, you'll find that this ethnic group is more or less agitating and supporting one candidate as opposed to the other. And in some areas, although it is not really being called a political tension, in some areas, some groups would probably, as you've known, like Tana Delta, some groups would probably invade the other group, and there would be killings, there would be burning of houses. We've also read in some media houses or some media reports that there are some people who've purchased certain machetes from supermarkets in a big way, in an unusual manner. So with those kind of issues, we get worried, because we want to be able to tell the government, look, there's need now to watch this area. There's need to look at this area. We need to investigate, to interrogate the situation there so that we can arrest it in time.
What is your group doing about this before it gets worse?
Well, in my capacity and my organization, what we are doing is, one, we are alerting the government and telling the government that this is an area you need to watch. We need results. We need some report as to what is happening in this area. That is one of the things we are doing, because the bottom line is that it is a government which has the capacity, it is a government which has the obligation to make sure that these kind of tensions are brought down. But as an institution, as an organization, we have also been able to ask our members, that is members of the Law Society who reside in those areas, to organize groups in terms of organizing some public barazas and telling them that we don't need to have this kind of tension. These elections are going to be over in about 1.5 weeks, and we need to go back to what we used to do. So that is basically what we are doing.
President Mwai Kibaki recently called for peace and the need for Kenyans to eschew violence. Why do you think some Kenyans in these areas that you spoke about are going about doing it this way?
Well, I think we can't be certain that those tensions will trigger some violence. But we are just being cautious, especially given that we learned a lot from the tensions which were building up in 2007, 2008. Majorly, we are actually cautioning the political class, the persons who are running, especially the presidential candidates, that they need to be able to be careful and watch what they utter before the public. What are their pronouncements? What are their words? Because their words could be interpreted in a more dangerous manner, in terms of, especially if they say that there's a plan to rig the election. That kind of pronouncement is very dangerous for the country. So I think the president probably has been briefed by the intelligence, and probably he is privy to some information which we may not have. And that is why he keeps on preaching peace and saying that we need to have peaceful elections, free elections. So I guess his pronouncements are may be informed by the fact that he has some information that these tensions, if they are not brought to book, or if they are not arrested, then they are likely to boil down to some violence, especially during and after the voting.
What would be your message to Kenyans ahead of the election, and in view of the observation that your group has made in some of these areas?
My message to Kenyans would be, first, they should live in peace, in harmony as brothers and sisters. Secondly, they should not at any one point get incited or excited by any politician, so that irrespective of what the political class does, they should be in a position to maintain calmness and be able to vote without any violence and accept the results of the elections, and if there are any disputes, to be resolved in a lawful manner.